Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New research suggests the coronavirus was spreading in the U.S. weeks before public officials previously thought. Modeling from Northeastern University released this week suggests thousands of cases may have spread undetected throughout New York, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, and Seattle in January and February, long before those cities and others registered an official case count. Alessandro Vespignani is one of the researchers who discovered this. He's the director of the Network Science Institute at Northeastern University and a professor. And Alessandro, your modeling suggests that as of March 1st, when there were only 23 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the five cities you looked at, there may have actually been about 28,000 people infected. So basically, you're saying the outbreak was well underway weeks before we previously thought.
Yeah, our modeling points out to probably a seeding in the United States in those major hotspots in mid-January. So the epidemic had a long time to spread undetected in the population. It's like to have an invisible chain of transmissions and infections going on in the country. And then for a long time, it goes undetected. It's winter. So these are people generally with perhaps mild symptoms, very flu-like. And then at a certain point, you have enough individuals that create a critical mass. And then we start to see the tip of the iceberg. And then you start to have identification of COVID cases.
Mm-hmm. You know, we know that hospitals in those cities that you studied were not overwhelmed with patients in January and February. You mentioned that folks could have had flu-like symptoms, but then were there also those who were asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic spreaders back then?
Obviously, a large number of infections are asymptomatic, and a large number of infections are what we call subclinical, so they don't have severe or symptoms. They have just mild symptoms. It's people that doesn't get to any hospital or emergency room. And so unless you have a large number of cases, truly large, you don't see people going to the hospital, and you don't see the number of deaths that we are unfortunately witnessing now, because we have really hundreds of thousands and millions of infections.
Another question I have for you in this is that could there have been more people who died who just were not diagnosed during that time?
You know, what happened is, and that's not just in the United States, but all over the world, just think about Europe as well. January, February, no country in the world had the capacity to do mass testing for cases. And so the policy generally adopted was to test people with travel history, so that having symptoms like COVID, but that had a link of travel to China. But that was not the case. When you start to have those invisible chain of transmission of the disease, the link with China is lost. And then you have people perhaps traveling from UK. What happens is that you do not start confirming cases and deaths because actually you are not testing. Now I think is a news of a couple of days ago that some deaths in mid-February in California has been linked to COVID. And so that actually reinforced the finding of our modeling.
What did you do to get the word out about this undetected spread of the virus when you discovered it? And what response did you get from authorities who could have possibly done something with this information?
You know, the modeling community was aware of those results, and actually there were other modeling teams pointing out to similar, undetected spread we presented to agencies. And, you know, it has always been considered seriously, the work, and it has also prompted to some reaction with policymakers, even locally. You know, many people tell me, oh, you were crying the wolf and nobody was listening. No, it's not that the case. But in our case, you have just numbers, models telling you, look, you have many cases in the country, but then you don't see them yet in hospitals, as you were saying. You don't see the deaths. you can understand how much it's difficult to take decision in such a context and say, well, I will shut down a country because of a model.
Yeah.
I think, the information was out there, was circulated and was considered.
Alessandro, I want to ask you about something else. So one scientist, Dr. Donald Burke, a professor of epidemiology at the University of Pittsburgh, a graduate school of public health, told the New York Times he thought your estimates were on the high side. How big of a margin of error are your estimates?
Well, you have always confidence interval, but I think what the data are clearly telling that if we don't really test and trace contacts in a very aggressive way, this disease might spread unnoticed in an invisible way, and we don't want that to happen again.
That's Alessandro Vespignani, director of the Network Science Institute at Northeastern University. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for hosting me.